What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode, affiliate marketing for entrepreneurs, all my unlocked affiliates out there. And today we are coming straight from the Facebook group. I wanted to get a YouTube live session started, but I couldn't figure out how to flip the screen and show you what's going on my screen. So I'm gonna figure that out. But in the meantime, I'm all about taking action, and I don't want to lose momentum. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do this in the group. We're going to knock it out. We're just going to go into this strategy and give you guys something that you can implement for Facebook ads. So I know if you're kind of like me, when you first get started with Facebook ads, you know what it's like to be on the other end of just seeing a bad ad, like just one that sucks. And I think subconsciously you kind of judge that ad, and you know that you don't want to make an ad that's going to be the same way. So it makes it harder to put forth the ad because you feel like someone's going to judge it. So I totally understand that. And I came across this really cool method. You know, I'm not original here, and I don't, you know, it's much easier, and you're going to get less friction when you stop trying to reinvent the wheel and you take what's working and you apply it to what you're doing, and you learn from it, and you start seeing patterns. That's how you really grow. So the method that we're talking about today, I don't know why I keep going back to the Facebook tab. I'm just checking for comments, actually. So again, guys, if you have any questions, you know, ask your questions. I'm just typing this into the box here. Joining us from the podcast, welcome. Feel free to join our group. I'll link it in the description below, and you guys can go ahead and join us and just join the community and ask your questions and connect with others who are trying to do the same thing. So guys, let's get into this strategy here. Got that in there, and I'll check in if there's any questions, and we'll answer them over the broadcast. So cool. And if you're joining from YouTube, be sure to click the link below. I'll have it down there too. Cool, guys. So essentially what we're getting into here is what I'm calling the content first Facebook ad strategy. Now, again, it's not an original thing. It's just something I came across that I thought was cool. So let me hide this real quick. This bar showing up. Okay. So what we're going to do is I downloaded this app that I'm going to try out. It's called Paintbrush for Mac. So I noticed a lot of other marketers and people who do videos, they draw visuals. So I want to do something kind of in that realm, just to really demonstrate how this looks and to see if I can actually do this with my trackpad here. So let's see how this comes out. So the goal here, and I'm gonna try to keep this video as short as possible. You know, I'm already kind of over that. I'm trying to draw like a box here, but it's coming out really uneven. So I noticed that there's a little tool here. So we're just gonna use this. Maybe it'll come out better. So we're gonna have a box here. Okay, and this box we're gonna say is our trying to draw here. Oh man, is there like a backspace? Cool. All right, let me try this again. We're gonna say that this is our ad. So this is our Facebook ad. Now, normally what people do is what people are gonna show you to do is, and of course these are all methods, I'm not saying one is better than the other, just depends who you're talking to. So most people, what they'll teach you to do is they'll teach you to do just a Facebook ad, and then from that ad, you send it over to, you know, to a landing page. Let's see if we can do red. That's pretty cool. Cool. So we send it over. Normally what others show you to do is they're going to show you to, you know, hop in. This is really frustrating. It's like all these different colors. I'm not sure how to switch that up. Okay. Maybe I can switch this one to black and that one to red. Like I'm doing like a tech demo here. There we go. Okay. So they're going to teach you to send them to a landing page, and it's just going to do LP. No, not Linkin Park. I'm talking landing pages. And so they're going to teach you to send the ad to a landing page, and from the landing page, they're going to have you do, an opt-in. So I'm just going to say opt. So normally this is the quickest way. It gets people what they want really quickly. And I think for a lot of internet marketing businesses and a lot of online businesses, this works really well because people are busy. We're on here looking for answers for the most part. And as marketers, that's just kind of how we are. We're just kind of like we know what we need and we know what we don't need. And it kind of seems if you're like me, you appreciate the necessary. And you don't want to bother with all the unnecessary. You don't want to go through and read a bunch of copy and have to go through that. For the most part, you have an idea of what you want, and if the landing page does a good job of writing a headline and explaining why you should download it, you're probably going to download it, and it doesn't take much. If it's something easy like an ebook or a cheat sheet, it's not going to require much. Now, however, and that would be the end of this, and then they would, send you your thing. Now, what if you're targeting a niche that's a little more kind of safeguarded? And a lot of people on Facebook are not marketers, and we have to take those people into account. They function differently. Let's say maybe they're a little more emotional. And maybe we put up an ad that has to do with something that's a little emotional or a little more sensitive to them. So it could be anything from like a weight loss thing, or maybe we're talking about clear skin, and that's a very emotional kind of thing. And it's sometimes that requires just a little bit more nurturing. So when we're doing the ad, what we can do, for example, oops. What we can do, for example, is keep this, Oh man, that is AMS. Just pulled up a red screen. Like I just glitched out of The Shining or something. So what we're gonna do, let's keep this. Here's what we'll do. So a different strategy, the strategy I'm sharing with you guys today is, why is the eraser painting red? That doesn't even make any sense. I don't even understand. Is it because of this? Is it because of the colors? Okay, well I guess that works. Okay. Maybe can we make the eraser bigger? I don't like this. I wish this was a little easier. This takes a really long time to erase. It's like erasing ant bites at a time. This feels useless. Okay, well, I'm gonna play with this around after the call and see if I can figure it all out. But either way, guys, this is gonna remain the same. The principle remains the same. You're gonna have the ad and you're gonna send them over to this landing page. Now, real quick, let's see if we have any questions in the group. Not yet. Cool. Totally makes sense. Like I said, I know people are busy. I personally don't hop on live streams a whole lot, especially when they're not planned, so I totally get it. So let's go ahead and hop right back into this. Okay, cool. So I brought up everything we need. Now, the principle stays essentially the same. We have the ad and it goes to the landing page. Now, the only difference is that we're not looking to get them to opt in right away. We want them to kind of invest a little bit, and we want to really earn their attention in some areas. So the way that this page will work, this landing page, is we're gonna add some content. We're gonna add, and it can be kind of like a blog, like an article. Not something super long, not something that's gonna take forever to read, but something that captures interest and captures attention and really takes them down to the bottom of the page. And explains, maybe what they might be feeling, how it's possible to not deal with that anymore, possible solutions, and you could even share a story. It could be something like, when I first got into weight loss, or sorry, I'll never forget the day I got serious about weight loss. I was tired of this, 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 and especially this. And I finally hit my breaking point, and what I needed was to figure out a really something that was gonna work. I knew that there were so many things that could possibly work, and I didn't know which one was right for me. So I talked to this person, and they told me about this, and I was really impressed with how it included this, this, and this, and how I wasn't gonna feel hungry all the time. So I decided to check it out, and it could be kind of something that tells like that kind of narrative or that kind of story, or even just give some like some tip, like a really extended informational tip, in the sense of, I'll use the example of, like, let's say growing an Instagram, or maybe maybe something a little more fitness related, because I think Instagram is a very, it's like an internet marketing niche where we're cool just getting it quick, we'll check it out. So let's say something along the lines of, let's say getting started with yoga. And we can, up here, we can say, like, ever been curious about meditation? I was too. I thought it was stupid. I thought, it was pointless. And I didn't want to waste my time just sitting in silence. So I was really skeptical about it, but finally my friend got me to try it and shared with me, these three tips to kind of implement focus more in my day. And they were 1, 2, 3. If you're looking to get even more peace of mind during your day and start getting rid of some of the stress without giving up your lifestyle, go ahead and click the link below and to learn more. And then, so the goal is to have like a ton of content up here. I hope those examples were helpful for you guys. And if they weren't, leave me comments. Let me know if you want me to elaborate on something. If you would like a specific example, maybe we could delve into it. So you want to have just a bunch of content here, and I'm drawing some lines on the paper here so you can see just content, right? And then at the very bottom of the page, we'll have an opt-in link. We'll have something for them to click on so we can, get their email address. So from there, what we'll do is we'll send them to like either another piece of content that they can read on their own time and actually learn more, or we can just send them directly to whatever affiliate offer you're promoting. So if you have something that you're already promoting, then you're going to send them, you can send them to this, send them to the offer or the webinar or whatever it could be. It could be a group, could be whatever it is that you're using to monetize. Okay. So to get the offer, and it could be this could be an ebook, this little opt-in thing, they could click it to get an ebook, for example. They could click it to get the cheat sheet, the yoga cheat sheet, the beginner cheat sheet, the meditation cheat sheet, whatever it is, just, create something that they can collect and that they can use and get value from. And then after that, they're a lot more invested. They're a lot more interested because it wasn't just, give me your email. Like, it was kind of a nurturing process where we were like, hey, we'll get to that. We'll offer you our solution. But first, let's see if you like our tone, if we understand you, let's see if we're on the same page and we can form a relationship. Because, obviously I wouldn't recommend this for every single platform, but the thing about Facebook is that it's not a search engine like YouTube and like Google. When we're on it, our intent is different. Our intent on Facebook is a lot more different than our intent on YouTube or our intent on Google specifically. Where on Facebook, we're here to kind of, see what other people are doing, maybe get some info, maybe some tips, maybe share some info, share a funny meme, maybe, message our friends, message people we're contacting. It's more of a social kind of gathering place of exchanging information and thoughts. Whereas if we're on Google or if we're on YouTube, most of the time we're there to find something. We're seeking something, very specifically. And when So that's going to be different. That's where we're going to be looking up tips and tricks and hacks and ways to do this and how to do this. And we're not doing that on Facebook. So why would we treat the traffic the same, if that makes sense? So the other method, the ad to landing to opt in right away, that will probably work better, especially if they see you on video and they're just like, oh yeah, I trust this dude. He's cool. So that's kind of the trick I'm trying to show you guys here, is that with this content first marketing, that's it. That's all that changes, is that there's more content before the opt-in. You know, essentially it's still the same thing. It's still the same method. Not a whole lot changes. So that's the method, guys. That's the trick. So I wanted to keep this video fairly short today, not give too much fluff. And that is the thing. If you guys want to screenshot that for an idea, feel free to. And yeah, that looks like that is going to be it for this demonstration. So far, no questions. Totally understandable. All right, guys. Well, thanks for popping in. If you're on Facebook, feel free to ask your questions. Leave them below. You guys on YouTube, go ahead and hit the subscribe button if you're new. And if you're not new and you already subscribed, you're the best. Just go ahead and smash that like button. Leave your comments. I will see them. And new guys to the podcast, welcome. Hope this voice was cool to listen to, and I appreciate your guys' time. All right, well, we'll see you in the next one. Let me know what you guys want to hear. Let's chat. Let's get a communication going, and I will see you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.